Peter and the Star Catchers, written by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson, read by Jim Dale. To Story, Rob and Sophie, Marcel and Michelle, and, of course, Paige, whose idea this was. Chapter 1, The Neverland. The tired old carriage, pulled by two tired old horses, rumbled onto the wharf, its creaky wheels bumpety-bumping on the uneven planks, waking Peter from his restless slumber. The carriage interior, hot and stuffy, smelled of five smallish boys and one largish man, none of whom was keen on bathing. Peter was the leader of the boys because he was the oldest. Or maybe he wasn't. Peter had no idea how old he really was, so he gave himself whatever age suited him, and it suited him to always be 1 year older than the oldest of his mates. If Peter was 9 and a new boy came to St. Norbert's Home for Wayward Boys who said he was 10, why then Peter would declare himself to be 11. Also, he could spit the farthest. That made him the undisputed leader. As leader, he made it his business to keep an eye on things in general, and he was not happy with the way things were shaping up today. The boys had been told only that they were going away on a ship. As much as Peter didn't like where he'd been living for the past 7 years, the longer this carriage ride lasted, the scarier "away" sounded in his mind. They'd set out from St. Norbert's in the dark, but now Peter could see greyish daylight through the small round coach window on his side. He looked out, squinting, and saw a large shape looming by the wharf. It looked to Peter like a monster, with tall spines coming out of its back. Peter did not like the idea of walking into the belly of that monster.
"Is that it?"
he asked.
"The ship we're going on?"
He ducked then.